Good morning, everyone. I'm Pablo Roman, and I will be presenting our work on a scalable distributed paradigm for multi-user interaction with tile reprojection display walls. This work was done with Maxim Lazarov at University of California, Irvine, with the support of Professor Aditi Majumdar. So, tile multi-projector displays have been common for several applications, like visualization, virtual reality, for education, for entertainment, training, simulation. Here we can see some examples from around the world. Okay. But current multi-projector displays have a very centralized architecture. A single server runs a PC cluster, each of which drives a projector, and also to achieve geometric and photometric registration across the overlapping projector boundaries, a camera registration is used. Here, a single camera provides feedback to the central server. Based on this feedback, the server decides how to modify the image going to its projector to create a seamless display. But this architecture is just not scalable. A single camera may not be able to see the entire display, and since all computations reside within a single computer, it cannot scale to a large number of displays. To alleviate these issues, in 2006, Basker et al. From our lab at UCI proposed a distributed architecture for building multi-projector displays. Here, multiple cameras are used, one on each projector. Thus, the display is made of a distributed network of self-sufficient units we'll call plug-and-play projectors, to which we will refer to as PPPs. The proposed PPP consists of a camera, a projector, and a computation and communication unit. The camera and the computation and communication unit allow the projector to sense and react to its environment and interact with other PPPs. So, in this paper, our main contribution is the first distributed interaction paradigm that works on a multi-projector display built using such a network of PPPs. Essentially, we're presenting a single program, multiple data algorithm that will run on each PPP and allow multiple users to interact in a natural and seamless manner. Unlike any previous work to interact with large displays, with large tile displays, our interaction paradigm is scalable to a large number of displays and users. Also, we designed the interaction method to have only a few models specific to applications and interfaces. This way, we obtain an until now unrealized easy portability of interaction method across multiple applications and multiple interfaces. A secondary contribution of this paper is improvements to existing distributed registration algorithm. Our new algorithm can achieve significantly higher accuracy, speed, and lower bandwidth requirements. These improvements, along with the interaction paradigm, provide, for the first time, a tile display with easy and scalable multi-user interaction. So, since the registration improvement is an extension of our previous work, we'll first briefly discuss its basic highlights, and then we'll go to the entirely new contribution of the interaction paradigm. So, to avoid precise manual alignment, the PPPs are casually placed to overlap with each other. In this case, geometric and photometric mismatches will occur across projector boundaries. Here we can see a detail of the ghosting of tables and chairs across the projector boundaries and the brighter overlap regions. The process of removing these geometric and photometric mismatches using a feedback from a camera is what we call registration. With registration, we can obtain a seamless display as the one you can see here. So, to understand our improvement, we need to take a brief look at the existing distributed registration proposed in Visualization 2006. This algorithm followed two steps. In the first configuration identification step, its PPP discovers its own position in the PPP array. The kind of pattern used for this purpose is such that the configuration identification is slow to convert and takes O log n time, where n is the number of PPPs. Following this, the second step, the PPPs use a self-registration technique to automatically register with other PPPs and create a seamless display. using a distributed homography tree. But this distributed homography tree can lead to very large misalignments. And even though such misalignments can be alleviated by global optimization techniques, they are not applicable in a distributed setup. So our method presents two significant improvements over the previous method. First, we propose the use of a new pattern that achieves the configuration identification fast and in constant time. This pattern is a 2D barcode augmented with some Gaussian blobs. The second improvement is a radially cascading geometric registration that achieves much better accuracy than distributed homography tree, so much that it's even more accurate than a global alignment in a centralized architecture. But for the sake of time, I'll refer you to the paper for details. Okay. So here's the comparison of our method with distributed homography tree and global alignment technique for a 3x3 array of 9 PPPs. With distributed homography tree, we can see that the overlapping areas corresponding to connected edges in the display are correctly registered, but we get big misregistrations on the unconnected edges. The global alignment technique achieves smaller misregistrations by smoothing them out throughout all the overlapping regions, but we can still perceive some of them. Now I'll show our method. So you can see here that all the perceivable misregistrations have disappeared. Here we have the same methods applied to a grid pattern for easier comparison. Distributed homography tree, global alignment, in which we can still perceive some misregistrations at the further away parts of the overlapping areas, and our method again. Okay, so let's now go to the highlights of our new distributed interaction paradigm. In this distributed approach, the biggest challenges in designing such a paradigm lie in the fact that there's no single camera that sees the entire display. So no single camera that can see interactions across all of the display, and there's no single server which decides how to react to such interactions. The interactions and its responses have to be handled by the multiple PPPs in a distributed manner, and all this should be completely transparent to users. So there has been several earlier works on multi-user interaction and interaction with big displays. Many different interfaces have been devised for interaction with such displays, some of which even used several cameras for interaction. But they all either do all the processing in a single computer, or they do partial distributed processing but gather all the data in a central server for final processing. There is also extensive work in distributed rendering, but again, it usually follows the paradigm of a central server managing the rendering nodes. This centralized architecture does not allow these works to scale to a large number of displays or users. And in contrast to all of this, our paradigm is entirely distributed, where the PPPs work in collaboration to handle interactions and the responses to them. Therefore, our interaction paradigm easily scales to a large number of displays and users. So before I go deeper into the interaction paradigm, let me first describe our prototype system at UCI. This is our prototype plug and play projector, or PPP. It consists of a projector and a camera. The computation and communication unit is simulated by a PC, which is not shown here. We use 9 of such PPPs to build a 3x3 array of PPPs, which will run the distributed registration to align themselves before starting to use them for interaction. For interaction, we wanted to show different modalities to demonstrate the extensibility of our paradigm. So we implemented 2D hand gestures and laser-based interaction. In the case of lasers, they are bright enough to be easily detected by the camera. But when using hand gestures, the camera cannot easily see the hand through the screen because the screen and the projected image occlude it. So to handle this situation, we augment our PPP with an infrared illuminator and put an infrared bandpass filter on the camera. This filter is taken off for registration and put back for interaction. Here you can see an example of a hand gesture being made and the image captured through a screen by the camera when the infrared filter is on. Okay, so let me first introduce what we consider to be interaction. In this paper, we consider it to be a process consisting of two different steps. First, a 2D gesture made by the user, and second, a consequent reaction provided by the display. About the gesture, we define it as consisting of a sequence of actions detected by the system. And these actions can be defined independently of the interface. For example, they can contain the position and posture of a hand when using hand gesture interface, as shown here, or it can contain the position of the dot from a laser pointer when using laser pointer-based interface. The architecture of our distributed interaction consists of two main components, a distributed gesture management and a distributed reaction management, which run as two threads in a producer-consumer fashion in each of the PBPs. The distributed gesture management produces a queue of actions that are then consumed by the reaction management in a first-come, first-served manner. So let us explain the gesture management first. Within the gesture management, there are two modules, a shared action management and a shared gesture tracking. So for the distributed gesture management, there are several challenges. First, as you can see here, a gesture will very often span across multiple PBPs. So we need to recognize the actions as belonging to the same gesture, to track the gesture across PBPs and hand over its management when it crosses from one PBP to another, to decide on who will manage the gesture on the overlapping area, and to do all this in a fashion that's completely transparent to the user. Further, in order to support multiple users, we need to handle multiple gestures concurrently. And the PBPs should not wait for a gesture to complete before starting to react to it, as this would result in a non-interactive latency. Our gesture management module has mechanisms in place to handle all of this. Now let us see the first component of the distributed gesture management, the shared action management. This is a module that decides on which PBP handles which part of a gesture spanning across multiple PBPs. So the shared action management begins by detecting a new gesture, and then if it's in the non-overlapping region of a PBP, it means only one PBP can see it, and therefore that PBP has to take care of it, and it will be enqueued for processing by its reaction management. In the case of an action being in the overlapping region, multiple PBPs can see it. So they have to decide who will process it. To resolve this ambiguity, the PBP with the smallest ID will process it. And that will help us avoid inconsistent processing for the same action by multiple PBPs. I must say that those PBPs are calculated during calibration. Here we provide an example of a gesture spanning across multiple PBPs, where the numbers represent the IDs of the PBPs. In this example, the gesture starts in the non-overlapping area of PBP2. As soon as it enters the overlap, number one picks up the gesture since it has a smaller ID of the two, and continues to handle the gesture even though it goes through the overlap of all four PBPs. Only when the gesture goes out of the view of one, it will be taken care of three because it's the only PBP that can see it. Okay, now we'll explain the second function of the distributed gesture management, the shared gesture tracking. This gesture tracking allows the PBPs to track the gesture as they move from one PBP to another and still identify them as a continuous gesture. The way this is accomplished is by a process we call anticipatory action handover. If a gesture is liable to move from one PBP to another, the PBP will send an anticipatory message to its neighbor to inform it about the upcoming action and its details. When a neighboring PBP actually sees a new action, it will perform an anticipatory message handling. So it will match up the new gesture against the details received in an anticipatory message from its neighbor. In that case, it will indicate that's a continuous gesture. If a new received action doesn't match an anticipatory message received, it will mean it's a new gesture. Okay, so here's the complete flowchart of the distributed gesture management. Each iteration starts with the recognition of a new action, and it's followed by the two verifications we just explained to check if the current PPP is the one that should take care of it. If it's not the case, then the new action will be ignored. Otherwise, the gesture management will match the new action against the anticipation messages sent by other PPPs to check if it's dealing with the continuation of a gesture from another PPP. If it is indeed a continuation of a gesture from another PPP, the attributes of the anticipation message will be copied into the new action. Otherwise, new values will be assigned into the action attributes based only on the received action or on previous actions from the same gesture received in the same PPP. In any case, the action will be enqueued for processing by the reaction management. Finally, if there exists the possibility of the gesture migrating to another PPP, anticipation messages will have to be sent to those PPPs. Finally, note that we took care to design the gesture management in such a manner so that there's no application-specific modules. Only the way gestures are interpreted by the applications will change, which does not affect the gesture management at all. Therefore, this module is easy to adapt to different applications. Let's now look at the second part of the interaction algorithm, the reaction management. There are several challenges associated with the reaction management. First, the reaction management should consume all the actions in the action queue produced by the gesture management. Okay. And do that by generating specific events for each consumed action. Note that events are inherently application specific since they depend on how gestures are interpreted by each application. For example, the same sweeping gesture with a hand may indicate a movement of the image in a map visualization application, but it can mean the drawing of a stroke in a painting application. Also note that events occurring in a PPP can create, modify, or remove data, the consistency of which then needs to be assured across PPPs. For example, if the event is opening a window, the window is the data associated with the event. Further, a reaction may involve PPPs that have not seen the gesture. For example, when panning in an image viewing application, the gesture may span over a few PPPs, but the image should move across all the PPPs in the displaying response. As you can see here, the gesture spans in PPP 1 and 2, but the image across all four PPPs needs to move for panning. Handling those together with some race conditions that we will see later makes the reaction management extremely complex. For that reason, we're going to show you only the basic skeleton of our distributed reaction management. The first thing the reaction management does is the queue an action from the queue produced by the action management. Then it creates an application-specific event associated with the gesture. But since only one PPP is taking care of the actions of a gesture at a given time, the reaction management of a PPP needs to inform all the affected PPPs to perform the event. For that purpose, event messages are sent to the corresponding PPPs. After sending the messages, the event is executed. Then, in case it has to react to events, it has to react to gestures it has not seen, it will receive event messages from our PPPs, and then it has to execute those in exactly the same way as if they had been generated locally. However, if we just let the PPPs send event messages to each other and process them as soon as they received, since we do not have a synchronous system, there will often be race conditions, which will result in different PPPs processing the same events in different order and ending up in an inconsistent state. To deal with that situation, we created an event history associated to each gesture, and this event history allows us to implement a rollback mechanism by which we can assure that events are processed in exactly the same order in all the affected PPPs. Due to lack of time and complexity of the reaction management, I refer the audience to the paper for details of this module. Note, however, that due to the application-specific nature of the event manager, the reaction management is not completely application independent. However, the application-specific modules are compartmentalized in such a manner that we have ported the interaction paradigm to multiple 2D applications in a matter of a couple of days. So for the results, I'm going to play a video in which we show the different demonstrations applications we developed.
To demonstrate our distributed interaction paradigm, we use 2D gesture-based interaction. Each PBP is augmented with an infrared illuminator and a removable visible light cup filter. When a user touches the screen, infrared light is transmitted through the screen and reflected off of the user's hand to the camera. During calibration, the visible light filters are removed and then put back to resume interaction. We consider interaction to be a set of two consecutive events, a 2D gesture performed by the user and a consequent reaction provided by the display. Since gestures can occur over an extended period of time, they can span multiple PPPs moving across them. Furthermore, a reaction may need to occur in a PPP that the user did not directly interact with. For example, when moving a large map, a gesture may span only a few PPPs, but all the PPPs must react. Our interaction paradigm is comprised of an SPMD algorithm running on every PPP. This algorithm has two components that run concurrently, distributed gesture management and distributed reaction management. These work in a producer-consumer relationship, where the former produces gestures for the latter to consume. To demonstrate the scalability of our distributed interaction paradigm, we created four multi-user interactive applications. A graffiti application allows multiple users to collaboratively paint on a canvas spanning the entire display. Users choose colors from a palette and vary their stroke width based on their contact area. To demonstrate the ease of interaction, we brought children ranging from ages 7 to 13 years old to draw on the display in a collaborative manner. It took them only a few minutes to get comfortable interacting with the display, and its inherent scalability allowed multiple children to simultaneously draw on the screen without introducing additional latency. Our map application allows users to interact with a map that spans the entire display. As well as define personal windows that they can interact with without disturbing the full screen map. Users can pan, zoom, and choose from different map layers like a relief or a roadmap. We also developed an emergency management application where we simulate a command and control center where multiple co-located personnel can define hazard locations, dispatch units to different areas on the map, and mark the routes for the units to take. This information is relayed to the ground, and the visualization is updated to reflect the current state of the situation. Finally, we demonstrate a virtual bulletin board where users can post notes and flyers and manipulate them by moving, scaling, and highlighting. Multiple users can simultaneously add and change the state of the display independently.
To demonstrate the scalability of our paradigm to different interaction modalities, we also show multi-user interaction with blue and green laser pointers with our existing interactive applications.
Okay, so here are the limitations of our current system. First, we're only handling 2D applications, but we're currently working on extending this paradigm to 3D applications. Our distributed registration is working for planar displays only, but we're currently looking at the challenges to extend this work to non-planar surfaces. Finally, we only apply distributed geometric registration and apply a simple per PPP edge blending for color seamlessness. We are currently trying to adapt the much more sophisticated state-of-the-art color calibration techniques for the distributed architecture. So in summary, we have presented the first single program multiple data distributed interaction paradigm that scales to multiple displays, multiple users, multiple interfaces, and multiple applications, together with a faster and more accurate distributed registration for tile projectors. We would like to thank NSF and Balsillies Fellowship for providing support funding for our project, and Canon and Epson for contributing with equipment used in this research. Thank you a lot for attending our talk this morning.
Okay, it's time for questions.
Thank you for the presentation. I have a question related to latency. It seems on the video that it maybe depends on the application, there's quite some latency. Do you have an idea if it comes from the applications or if it's come from your system and how much latency you have on your system?
So the latency you perceived is basically from the gesture detection part, which currently is done in MATLAB, which should be we should be able to do much faster. The latency introduced by the system is around 15 milliseconds. Yeah. Okay.
So in the actual designation of which PPP that does the processing, you always pick the one with the lowest ID. Do you sometimes end up in situations when you have so many interactions that you get load balance problems with that?
Interactions with get the, low?
Do you get a load balance problem when you assign all the requests to the PPP with the lowest ID, which is what you did in the algorithm?
Not really, since within a single PPP, you won't usually have so many users. Mm. Usually, if you have many users, they will be quite spread apart, so I don't think you will have such a problem. Mm. Anyways, the difference is not actually that big in the area covered by that PPP. Mm. The one in the top left edge will have a little more area, but the rest will be more or less the same area for each PPP.
The laser pointer interaction is really interesting. Have you thought about the idea of tagging the laser pointers so that you can identify several users by coding them in some sense?
We thought about tagging users, not specifically with the laser, but actually, probably with the laser would be easier because you can have like red, blue, green laser.
Right.
So it's an option to explore.
Or even frequency or identity in the laser.
Yeah, it's a good thing to explore.
That would be nice.
Thanks.
Okay, well, if there are no further questions, I thank the speaker again. Thank you very much.